Hello, it's the 24th of July, 2019. Today we have the Four of Swords and the Four of Coins reversed and the Star reversed. Insecure is today's vibe, although there is no reason to be as long as we're realistic about our goals and have faith in our capability to reach them. Fours are stability and security, and we have two today, the restful Four of Swords in the past, Jupiter in Libra, Gemini in Aquarius, and today in the reverse, the possibly financially challenged Four of Coins, Capricorn, Virgo, and Taurus. The Four of Coins is a card of holding on a little too tightly to something or even someone, or even the past itself, the way this human on the card clutches his money. In the past position is the restful Four of Swords, the knight's suit of armor, sculpted from stone as an effigy atop his coffin under a peaceful stained glass window. This is a card of rest and retreat, but too many of those secure fours can create a rut. Think of four wheels on a road traveling the same route over and over again until there are two deep ruts in the road you can't get out of. This could be that, which is not good because from the look of the Four of Coins today in the present and also in the reverse, there is more money going out than coming in. Are we recovered enough from whatever to get back out there? Money doesn't grow on trees. The staunch conservative Four of Coins in the reverse sees the coins slipping through his fingers. This is spending what you don't have. And if this Morgan Greer card were upright, he or she would look very much like a chicken sitting on their eggs. This is counting the eggs before they hatch. Thanks again, cliche generator app. Or if you are owed money, it won't be what you expected. It may be far from it. So that's our warning for today. The Four of Swords is a picture of a tomb, after all, and beside that clingy Four of Coins, we could be holding on too tightly to someone who has passed. The Star is a glorious card of inspiration and the dream, whatever yours is. In the reverse, our star has fallen and we are in danger of losing faith. Sadly, you may lose faith in something or someone in you, or worse, you may lose faith in yourself. In any case, this card reverse suggests a need to reassess goals, people, and ourselves in a more realistic light. Someone needs to come down to earth, but the thing is, in the reverse, the star still shines, whether you can see them or not. They're up there twinkling away. You can wish upon the star or get down to the business of saving up to build a rocket to get there. These cards strongly suggest you at least start building the rocket. This also suggests keeping to yourself your own ideas or sources. They are divinely inspired. This really does insist on addressing health, both mental and physical. If you're still fragile for whatever reason, don't feel like you have to overreach or demand too much of yourself, which would lead to falling short, in air quotes, which would be discouraging and perceived as failure when it need not be. No one is hopeless. I get a bit of hiding your light under a bushel from the I Ching out of this, but the stars always come out at night, so they can't hide for long, even if they wanted to. You may have to work nights and not like it. You may decide to retire altogether. Less work, though, is less money. So we may have to forego the weekly salon facials and the car collection and the expensive trips on a whim. But if you are a retirement age or near it, that might be just fine with you. I get a strong vibe that someone has put or has someone on a pedestal, which is risky because gravity always wins. And also of Daedalus, he of Greek mythology who got cocky and flew too close to the sun, melting his wax wings, the OG falling star. Had he just decided to fly to New York at night, he'd have nailed it and would have been the most popular guy in town. But no! Just have faith in yourself. And I'm sorry I screwed up that last paragraph.